Olivia Rousset, producer from ABC Compass Program, thanks for joining us on SBS Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've recently travelled to a Kurdistan region. What was the reason for your travel?
Working at Compass, we look at stories that involve faith, usually. And I was aware of the Yazidi people of northern Iraq and Kurdistan and didn't have as thorough an understanding of what they were going through as I did once I got there. But, you know, it was pretty clear that here was a group of people from a religious minority who were facing extreme pressure, humanitarian hardship, war of the worst kind. So it was just, for me, it was a fascinating story to tell other people who I didn't think were being heard or were very well represented in the media here.
While you were in Kurdistan region, you visited various refugee camps, in particular the Yazidi Kurds refugee camps. What was the atmosphere there like?
All refugee camps are pretty bleak. I suppose these ones, while the people have been there for 2 years, they didn't really have much of a community atmosphere like I've found in other refugee camps I've been to. It was supposed to be transitory, but I think everyone there knows that they're possibly there for quite a long time. Look, people had nothing, and I was there in spring. It was starting to turn to summer, and I was horrified at the thought of them staying in those tents in 50 degrees. A few people had rigged up air conditioners, but a lot didn't. You know, and one woman I spoke to who had a two-year-old said, my child can't sleep at all during the day. And as parents of young children know, their kids need to sleep during the day. And she said, it's just too hot, you know, and there's nothing to do. But no, it was pretty miserable. I think I don't know what the alternative is when you're a people who don't know what the future holds. I think that's the biggest problem. They don't know when they can go home.
Olivia, while you were there, you spoke to various Yazidi religious leaders and IS captured survivors. When you spoke to these people, specifically the girls or the ladies who were captured by ISIS, what was the feeling like?
I spoke to three women and, you know, all their stories were different, but, you know, one woman said that her life was no better free from ISIS than it was when she was with ISIS because her sisters were still captured, her family had been killed and she had no future. She was living in a camp and said she had nothing to do but to stare at her phone and think of her family, and she doesn't know what happened to them for sure, but she was from a village culture where most of the men and older women were killed, or all of them. Another woman who had just been imprisoned and not kept as a sex slave was weirdly positive. She'd been freed. And, you know, I didn't include her in my story in the end because I couldn't include everyone's stories. But she kind of had this strange feeling that things would be okay, a strange face, which I didn't see from anyone else when I was there. But really, when you think of this, hearing the stories of the women was so terrible. And when you think of the scale of thousands of women and girls who went through what they went through, it's kind of unimaginable. And, you know, every story is different. Every story has a different experience and a different future to it, I suppose.
You produced a documentary about the Yazidi faith, and the documentary is going to be on soon. Could you tell us a little bit about the documentary, please, and when it's going to be on?
Well, the documentary will be on, the Yazidi People of the Peacock Angel will be on ABC this Sunday at 6:30 on Compass. And it's a half-hour documentary where I looked at the Yazidi faith and try. It's such a complex religion, as all religions are. I tried to tell a bit of the religion to give people an understanding about a little bit of the history and the belief system, but also why they've become targets of ISIS. I interviewed religious leaders and went to religious festivals and spoke to people there, and then looked at the humanitarian catastrophe that's been continues to unfold, the Sinjar massacres in 2014. But I hope it's a documentary that actually can educate people and give them a sense of the beauty and the diversity that we have amongst cultures all over the world. But, you know, the Yazidis are a particularly small group of people, but it's such a fascinating and rich religion and way of life. And it's, you know, it seems particularly non-intrusive. They keep to themselves. They tolerate other religions. They don't, you know, you can't convert. They're not interested in proselytizing. They just want to carry on their way of life as they have for thousands of years. So I found it fascinating and beautiful, and I hope other people do as well.
Olivia Rousset, thank you so much for being with us on SBS Radio.
Thank you, Mayada.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.